It's just politics.
Just politics.
I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
A little running music, please.
Who's out? Who's in? Who's thinking of getting in?
And who's thinking about who's thinking about getting in?
Is what we're thinking about this week.
Detroit Mayor Dave Bing is out, says he will not seek another term.
He delivered this lengthy apologia.
Whoa, Mr. Big Words.
That seemed to be about as long as the entire Bing administration to the people who had to sit through it before he made the big announcement.
In journalism, we call that burying the lead. There was some question as to whether Mayor Bing could actually win re-election. Clearly, this breaks open that race. 22 people running, the biggest slate in almost two decades.
The candidates getting the most attention are Mike Duggan, the former Detroit Medical Center CEO and Wayne County problem solver, and Wayne County Sheriff Benny Napoleon. The other candidates are in a race right now to make themselves the top alternative to those should one or both of them falter.
Kind of like what we saw last year in the Republican presidential primary. You know, it seemed like a different candidate every month became the alternative to Mitt Romney. So we have a big race for Detroit mayor, while the filing deadline for Michigan's big statewide races, governor, U.S. senator, is still a whole year away.
We are at the weird dance stage of the gubernatorial race. Let's start with Rick Snyder, who says he's not ready to announce that he's running, but really, he's running.
Again, I'm not formally announcing anything. I'm honored to be governor, and I got a lot of things I'd like to do over the next few years.
Those would be governor things. Incumbents are in an awkward place because as soon as they declare for re-election, everything they do is seen in that context, and they still have jobs to do.
Not so for challengers, though. And there is this kabuki dance surrounding Democrat Mark Schauer. We're seeing news stories of how he's acting like a candidate for governor, even though he's not one yet. But Rick, can we please just say already that he is a candidate?
Yes, because he is. There's this artifice in political journalism where we talk about candidates who are acting as candidates like they're somehow prenatal. Mark Schauer is doing the things a candidate does, collecting endorsements, granting media interviews. His paperwork will be filed before the end of the month,
which will be in time for the big Detroit Regional Chamber Conference on Mackinac Island. That's where there's a lot of talking politics. A lot of prospective donors. A campaign committee will give him a place to put all of those checks.
We should mention the path has not been entirely cleared. State Representative Vicki Barnett says she is still in the hunt.
I'm still exploring, like I said I would, through sometime this summer. Mark and I have been in communication. He's a wonderful guy, and we both want the same thing, and that is to make sure that this state is led by a different governor in 2014.
Barnett says she's still in mostly to make sure the Democrats have the strongest possible candidate.
She says a woman from Oakland County with a background in government and business could be a strong contender. And if she's not the candidate for governor, she also says she would be willing to run on a Schauer-led ticket as the candidate for a lieutenant governor.
Now let's talk about the Senate race. Open seat with the retirement of Carl Levin. Democrats, again, appear to have their candidate in Congressman Gary Peters. Republicans, not so much. Everyone is waiting to see what Congressman Mike Rogers does.
Will he give up a safe congressional seat and the influential chairmanship of the House Intelligence Committee for a no-guarantees Senate race? The Rothenberg Political Report still puts Michigan's Senate seat in the safe Democratic column, while Mike Rogers does seem to be a man with options.
He's also mentioned as a possible next FBI director. He's a former agent.
Right. And meanwhile, Congressman Justin Amash from Grand Rapids, he's still weighing a bid for that Senate seat.
Representing a libertarian-leaning alternative for Republicans. He's from the Ron and Rand Paul wing of the GOP.
And we've got former Secretary of State Terry Lynn Land. She set an informal deadline of June 1st because she says the Republican nominee will need at least 2 summers to fundraise, to campaign.
Mm-hmm. And so whoever that Republican is had better get running.
And the base keeps running, running, and running, running,
and running, running, and running, running, and running, running, and running, running, and running, running, and running, running, and
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.
Everybody, everybody, let's get into it. Get stupid. Get it started. Get it started. Get it started. Let's get it started.